dynamic. It's been kind of
what do you like about it? Just curious as an observer, what do you like about it?
I like that it's really like kind of the undercurrents of flirty, but you're both schemers and they kind of have each other's number.
Flirty and evil. No, I'm
sorry. Evil?
No.
I mean, you can tell there's a lot of history there and sort of knowing what the other person's all about and being cool with them being kind of...
I mean, it seems like that's what I like. We're kind of finding our way with it too. Is that we do? Don't you feel like we do like recognize, like the characters recognize each other, even though they haven't known each other, that they have they have so many similarities, really.
Well, it's got gravitas.
It's like you understand each other.
When I watch other scenes, and then we'll come on. What I like is the way she will advise me on something, put me in my place maybe, which is very human, because I always believe in the female side of life, because it's the nurturing side, it's the step where answers come. So when she gives me the advice she does, and then I take time to listen to it, like I did last week, and then come back and tell her that her advice was well accepted, basically.
Yeah.
So I like that, because usually with this character you don't get that. So there's a modern, very much give and take relationship.
Yes, there is a contemporary.
You know, and we also like to dress. Both of us like to dress our characters.
Yes.
Yeah. Certain way.
Love it.
Even though one of the producers didn't like what I was wearing last week.
That thing you had, the ascot, that time we were on the set. I think it was Ed Scott. You were on the set.
Oh, that's right.
You probably don't remember.
That's right. They were scenes.
I was like right on the set, on the sideline, and you were doing that scene at the desk, and you had that.
It was just
but he was saying that it took over the whole camera.
And the fashion. I really had the fashion thing going on. I think it was a tight bill. I'm trying to think of who. I think it was Vivian Westwood.
It was back in 08.
That was the year before I died.
Yeah.
Did you get killed? So that was Tony.
That was Tony.
Yeah.
Wrong one.
You think? So what's going on with the Kate and Eduardo pairing? Building to something that's kind of a little different for Kate.
It's very interesting. It's tentative at first, for sure. But this is something that Taylor and I were talking about before. You know, A and I, even though we started out and it seemed like it was going somewhere a year ago. It was like, I think, last December. And then they separated. They parted. You know, that whole Deimos thing happened. But we tried to always keep alive the fact that there was definitely, they had touched each other, and there was something there between the two of them. So, you know, now with Dina is back writing it again, and so they've picked it up. They picked up kind of where they left off to a degree. But it's still tentative. I mean, for her, she's been through so much. I think she's so tough. And sometimes she gets lost in that toughness, and it's hard for her to open up. But there's something about him. He sees it. He sees right into her. And I think she's beginning to acknowledge that there's something there. And they're going to go on a date. So we're going to see what happens.
Are you talking about Eduardo again?
No. No.
That's okay.
Maybe Andre will be jealous.
Maybe there'll be a little triangle there.
I think it would be good for him to be a little jealous. Don't you think?
I do.
Yeah, that's good. It's a positive thing.
And then you can go into a tango.
Yeah, but I'll give her a dip. Remember when I did that to Leanne Hunley?
Yes.
She didn't, I was going to do it, but the camera guy did.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I'm going, nice, love in the afternoon. She's the hair's blazing, feeling good, because she did something to me. So I did it like this, and I went, and then I dipped her and I dropped her on her ass.
Oh.
And she looked at me like, oh, as only she could. And that became love in the afternoon.
I think
coming
we
up.
We do have such good things.
Yeah.
We're really excited.
Yeah.
You guys, even 7 months down the road, you're still, you guys are still in story, right? 6, 7 months?
We're totally, totally still in story. I mean, I feel like you're seeing, what you're seeing now on air, it just continues to develop.
Yeah, that's great. And we love
develop.
The dynamic with Chad, having
yes.
kind of,
oh,
it's
good.
Almost like a little Demira plan
yeah.
again.
With it's the, good, the three of us.
Yeah.
The Demira family is definitely coming back. It's a full fleshed out family.
And I also think they're most interesting characters, the three of them together.
Yeah.
You know, because it's new and it's got history to it.
Right.
It's the next generation.
It's the next generation.
Yeah.
They're really like
new
expressions of the Demira family. Yeah.
And they're all strong characters. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's a. I mean, she and I had something done a couple of weeks ago that was really telling. It was actors really fighting for what they believe in rather than just the script.
Good.
And it all worked out with the way we,
good.
She and I planned something in case, and it worked. So when we were out there, we had to do it in one take. Everything worked beautifully. So it was like a relief. So when you have the friendship, and then you have also the chemistry between the two of us in what we do, because none of us gets away with anything,
right.
You know, and she tells me off and I do the same to her.
Yes, and they really could hurt each other's feelings at times too, but now they're at the point where they get past it, you know what I mean? So they still have that barbed wire, because they're like porcupines.
Well,
you know?
They need each other.
Yeah.
They need each other.
That's right.
Each other.
Thank you. He's telling us.